Rodriguez.
And I'm Gary C. here with Debbie Harrison, an administrator, the administrator at PA CareerLink, the Monroe campus. And she's here this morning to talk about her job fair on Wednesday. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Monroe County.
It's good to see you again. You have a big event on Wednesday. Tell us all about it.
Well, our 20th Career Quest is going to be held this Wednesday at Northampton Community College in Tannersville. It's the Pocono campus, formerly known as Monroe campus, from 10 a.m. in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. And we have a plethora of employers lined up.
No, that's a good word. What do you have, Deb?
50.
50?
Yes.
50. Incredible.
There will be all in one spot for your employment pleasure. Anyway, we have some really heavy hitters here going. Want to start out with the hospitality industry. We got Kalahari. We got Camelback going. We have a lot of healthcare agencies coming. You're talking about Caregivers of America, Griswold Home Healthcare for the Poconos. There's even employers from the Lehigh Valley that are coming up here. Fastenal, Ultra Poly Corporation. We have structural metal fabricators. These are manufacturers coming out of the Lehigh Valley to look for employees in Monroe County. So if you're willing to travel down there for these good jobs, definitely come to the job fair on Wednesday. We also have, and I can't fail to mention this, my employer, Monroe County PA, will be there, along with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. They have loads of good government jobs, have excellent benefits, things that you don't always find in the private sector. It is different, but they'll be there representing and having a host of jobs, along with the federal prison out of Wayne County is going to be up there. We got Martin Sprocket and Gears, Fitzmaurice Community Services, and Sorrenti Family Estates, okay? Right. They have the wines.
Right.
They're not bringing samples. They wouldn't allow that.
No pizza?
No, they won't be doing that. But it'd be a great place to work, so stop on by.
Nice people over there.
Okay. And the Visitors Bureau's going to be there. We also have East Stroudsburg Area School District, okay, Ed? Teaching jobs, of course, but there's also a lot of support staff that the school districts need. So, there is a big assortment this year, which I'm very pleased to announce. We don't have all one industry, but it's representative of Monroe County. So we're happy for that.
All right. Well, how should people dress if they're going to go to one of your job fairs? What do you suggest? Do you dress for your next job? Do you dress for the job you want? How does that work, Deb?
Well, we still recommend that you dress for success.
Yeah.
That is, we have seminars, we have workshops that try to tell you, it's always good to research the employer that you want to apply for. You know what their dress code would be like, but when you're trying to become an employee of that agency, you want to dress a step up. You know you're not going to dress that way when you have to go to work, but you need to look your best, and you need to look better than the other candidates. And not only that, you need to look better than the people that are actually working there now. So when you're coming to the job fair, make sure, you have that step up rather than when you're going to work.
Right.
Have an interview outfit. Know what you're going to say to them. Prepare yourself. That's why we're talking to you so soon. We have preparation classes, workshops at the CareerLink to help you get ready for the job fair. At the job fair itself, it might not be too late, but we do have resume critiquing. Your resume does not get you the job. It gets you the interview. So you might want to have one of our staff, our trained professionals, to review your resume and give you some suggestions as you're in your job search.
That sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
And this is over at the Northampton Community College, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. What mistakes, Debbie, do you see job seekers making over and over again?
Well, I think we just kind of went through some of it, you know. Because we're still climbing out of COVID, we're taking some things for granted as far as our appearance, even our presentation. Some people still are a little leery about working out there, okay? Everybody's looking for remote jobs, but there's not a lot of them available these days. You need to be ready and willing to go into the field and to work. So get your mindset ready on that.
W, let me ask you this. I'd be interested to hear your answer on this. Is a college degree still as needed as it once was?
The short answer is no. Okay.
Wow.
But that's the short answer. As I said, you can't take any education you get, and we specialize in going for training. And we at the CareerLink, you know, if you're lacking some skills, we do have many programs that can get you into training that's going to get you into the workforce as soon as possible. Okay. We concentrate on training. Don't ever stop learning, but don't dismiss yourself if you don't have a college degree. I encourage everybody, hey, work on getting extra training. It doesn't necessarily mean a four-year degree, but you should still keep your skills up, still keep going with them. They've relaxed a lot of the requirements for some government jobs in that way. But at the same time, always encourage getting the extra training whenever you can. And we have programs to help you do that so that your next job can be basically a promotion from what you're doing now.
This is the 20th PA CareerLink job fair in Monroe. Have you been there for every one of them, Deb? Have you been there for a long time?
I have been. Wow. I was at the inception of the creation of CareerQuest.
Now, you run an office as well. You have a storefront. Do people come in during the year? How does that work?
Oh, well, our CareerLink office is open to everybody, and we serve all individuals who are looking for employment. The CareerLink is a creation of different agencies so that it's a one-stop shop. You come in, whatever you need to help you make your next employment experience fruitful, it's in our office. If you need training, we have Monroe County Job Training. If you're needing the unemployment, there is some unemployment access services there. But and the state staff works with unemployment individuals who are collecting compensation to get them into the workforce as soon as possible. Our teams work with employers so that we have the employers to push you into your next job.
Talking to Debbie Harrison this morning with PA CareerLink Monroe. Let's say if somebody has a high school diploma and they didn't have college experience and they still don't know what to do, what they're going to do with their lives. What would you suggest that they really take a serious look at, Deborah?
Well, we have, again, we offer different assessment testings, career exploration. A lot of our workshops are geared toward helping you find what's going to be in your best interest and what's going to make you successful to the exploration. That's what we encourage the most so that people, you know, don't just settle for something that they believe is out there. Do your research, and that's what we recommend.
All right. Now, you do just once a year, right? So this is the granddaddy event.
This is the biggest event once a year in one spot. But throughout the year, we have individual employers coming into our office for their recruitments. Sometimes we do it by industry sector. We might have a couple different employers, but they will book themselves to have their own job fairs on a smaller scale.
Gotcha. This is the granddaddy of them all in our area, right?
That's it. That's it.
The Northampton Community College, Tannersville campus. Do you know exactly where that is, Deb, while I have you?
That's right off of Route 715. When you're going up 611, you hang a left from, I'm talking from Stroudsburg, you will hang a left onto 715 and you can't miss it. You just go down a mile and a half, maybe.
And you've got 50 employers mm-hmm. who will be there Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Have you anybody else you want to mention, Deb? Anything else? Did we get it all in there for you?
I could read the whole list, but I think you'd kick me out. As I said, you know, we have from all job sectors, you know, the home health agencies, State Farm Insurance will have someone there, United Envelope, another manufacturer in the Mount Pocono area. As I said, we're covering a broad base too. Biata, Pediatrics, Pocono Services for Families and Children. Again, I mentioned East Stroudsburg School District already. Bright Star Care of Stroudsburg. Of course, and I have to mention again, Monroe County and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Weiler Abrasives, another great employer out of us. Mountain Valley Orthopedics, the Human Resources Center, and Fitzmaurice, you know. We have, and more. Like I said, you won't let me read the whole list, but that's fine.
You got a lot of them in there. Deborah Harrison from the PA Career Link Monroe campus. Their big job fair is this Wednesday, Northampton Community College, the campus in Tannersville. It'll go from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Debbie, good to see you again.
Hey, it's great to be here, Gary.
We got it all in there for you?
Yes, I'm very happy with it.
Your big show is Wednesday.
That's it.
The greatest hits of all time.